This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, every week, every other week, there's an announcement of a local library shutting down. Sad state indeed. Although the specific number of libraries that are shut down in Limpopo is not available online, various reports say that many public libraries in Limpopo have faced challenges, with some being handed over to volunteer groups. Such a sad state. Right now, we're joined by education analyst Enric Makaneta to talk about this issue.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very much indeed for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, when you look around our communities in 2025, what is your analysis on the state of libraries in the country?
Yes, definitely. If you look at most of the libraries in the country generally, they are no more as functional as they used to be. Most of these libraries have been, it's not only in Limpopo, but also in Gauteng province. Whenever you want to go into a library, you find that it is closed. Some of them, you'll be told there's maintenance. Others, there's problems of electricity and so on. So it appears that the maintenance of these libraries is under question, and authorities are not doing enough to ensure that they look after these libraries.
And, more libraries have been announcing that they are shutting down, and some never recovered, from that era of COVID. So lootings and general mismanagement of funds, what spillover effect is this bound to have on our children and our communities if libraries are impacted negatively?
The end result is that the learners and students generally will be affected, and young people in communities will be impacted negatively. And this may actually give rise to social problems such as the abuse of alcohol, because if taverns are open and libraries are closed, young people will obviously go to a place that is open, in their majority. So we think that the government must really find a way to prioritize our libraries with a view to ensuring that our young people can be able to prioritize their education.
And then the whole idea of libraries being handed over to volunteer groups, what is the reason behind that? And according to your understanding and your analysis, would you say that's a good idea?
Well, To a certain extent, it has got its pros and cons. One is that if you give it to groups of volunteers, at least you are keeping them open. But the reality is that these volunteers are not as empowered as the state. The state has got the capacity to look after the well-being of these libraries. And volunteer groups, they don't have that capacity. On one hand, you keep them open. But on the other hand, they will not be as effective as they would have been under, government support and so on. So we really need to go back to the drawing board, where we can be able to hire people who, librarians who have been to universities, who know how a library functions, so that they can be able to assist, those who visit from time to time in a much simpler way.
We appreciate you coming and talking to us about the importance of libraries and why it's important for us to have them in our communities. We appreciate your time. That's education analyst Enric Makaneta.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.